The following story is about Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and he was a great grandson of Hillel HaNasi. We know that Hillel was a great sage, he was the Nasi, and then after Hillel, his son Shimon was the Nasi, and then his son Gamliel, the elder Rabban Gamliel, who was murdered by the Romans, was Nasi, and then his son Shimon was Nasi. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he was a great grandson of Hillel, and he had a servant who was named Tevi, and Tevi shows up throughout the Mishnah here and there. The Mishnah in Sukkah discusses how Tevi used to sleep under the bed.
Tevi is the milkman in the Yiddish.
Not Tuvia, but Tevi. So Tevi, the servant, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel used to speak about him. Look at the wisdom of my servant Tevi. So the story is told that one time Rabbi Shimon called Tevi and he said, "Do me a favor, go to the marketplace and buy me something good to eat." So Tevi went to the butcher and he bought some tongue. He brings home the tongue, and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is happy with the tongue. He says, "Now Tevi, do me a favor, go back to the market, and I want you to buy me something bad to eat." So Tevi hears this order by his master, so he goes back to the market and he starts thinking, what could Rabbi Shimon want? What could he want that he's telling me to go now and buy something bad? Why would he want something bad? So he
thought,
and he knew, as is the case with the rabbis, if he sent him with such a message, obviously he wanted to teach him something. So when Tevi reached the marketplace, he thought he understood the message. He went to the butcher and he purchased another piece of tongue, and he brought it back to Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon asked him, "Tevi, why'd you do that? I asked you if something good you bring me tongue, I asked you if something bad you bring me tongue. What's going on?" So Tevi said, "Because the tongue is something which, when it's good, there's nothing better than the tongue. Tongue could do great things for a person. And when it's bad, there's nothing worse than the tongue. If we use our tongue to talk Torah, to do chesed, to pray before Hashem, to speak kindly to people, so then there's nothing better than the tongue Hashem gave us. And if we use it for cursing, if we use it for foul mouth, if we use it to pain someone else, to shame someone else, so then there's nothing worse than the tongue." And that, in truth, was the message that Rabbi Shimon wanted to give him when he came back with the tongue. After Rabbi Shimon asked for something good, Rabbi Shimon wanted him to recognize that the tongue, just as it's good, has potential for bad. We know the famous story about Yoav that was once wondering about David HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Mavet v'chaim b'yad lashon." Life and death is in the hands of the tongue. And he wondered, how could it be that life and death are in the hand of the tongue? So there's a famous story about how at one point there was a king who was ill, and he sent word to Shlomo, "I need one of your servants to come help me. The doctors say the only way I can be cured is if they bring me the milk of a female lion to drink." So he sent Yoav, and Yoav went with his wisdom, and he found the lioness sitting with her cubs, and he took a bunch of sheep, and each day he'd bring her a sheep to feed her cubs. And each day he got a little bit closer to the lioness until he reached a point that he brought her the sheep right up to her, and she allowed him to pet her. And then a short while later it reached a point that she allowed him to nurse her. So he took milk from the lioness, and on his way home he had this dream where all his limbs were arguing. Each limb claimed that they were the smartest. The feet said, "If not for me, you could never approach the lioness." The hand said, "If not for me, you could never milk them." The mind said, "If not for me, you'd have never had such a brilliant thought." And the tongue said, "I'm telling you that I control everything." So all the other limbs said, "What do you mean? What'd you do over here?" So the tongue said, "I'm telling you, you should all recognize I'm the king over all of you, and if not, I'll prove it to you." So the other limbs laughed at the tongue, and the tongue said, "You wait, I'll show you." So he awakens and he thinks back to this funny dream. And finally, when he comes before the king, he brings the milk, and the king takes milk and he says, Your Honor, the king, I want you to know I brought you milk from a dog.
Ooh.
So the king gets upset. He said, I'm going to throw you to the dungeons, death penalty. How could it be that you're making fun of me? I asked you for a lioness's milk and you bring me milk from the dog. And he's standing there wondering at himself, how did he say such a thing? And then in his mind, all the limbs start talking to one another. Hey, we're in trouble. We're all going to die. And the tongue says, well, do you admit that I run the show or do you not? And the other limbs say, we admit, save us, get us out of this trouble. So, so he says to the king, I'm sorry, the king, in Hebrew, the word for a female lion is identical to the word for a female dog. They're similar words. In your language, what I said means a female dog, but in the language I was speaking, so they're synonymous. Drink it and you'll see you'll be cured. And the king drank it and really he was cured. So that goes back to our story over here, that the tongue has the power, mavit v'chaim b'yad lashon. Life and death are in the hand of the tongue. Everything we do has certain potential, but the tongue has the greatest potential. It seems to be the little, small, not even a bone, right? What's the tongue? What's in the tongue? But the tongue still has the potential to give us life and give others life, and God forbid, the opposite.